Worship together here in person and also online. After a long, hot day, baking in the sun, watching the cows come home, or working out in the yard, or playing outside with friends, what's a way to be refreshed? Sitting, having one of those cold ones, right? Sitting under a shade tree, maybe jumping in the pool or in the shower. Instead of maybe one of those cold ones, a cold, tall glass of freshly squeezed lemonade. You get the idea. Today we're reminded of the fact that our sins weigh us down, like baking us in the sun. And yet through Jesus, the Son, our sunburn won't cause us long-term harm. Because Jesus is at the center of what can be called times of refreshing. With those thoughts in mind, let us be refreshed with the word of our Lord. I invite your attention to the invocation on page 3. God our Father, each day is a gift of your grace.
Your mercies are new every morning.
Guide our steps by the light of your word. Better than life is your love.
Put the joy in our hearts and praise on our lips. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I invite you to stand. This I call to mind. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. I say to myself, the Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. For he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of men. Let us confess our sins to the Lord.
Almighty and merciful Father, we have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed what we have devised and desired in our hearts. We have offended you and sinned against your holy law. We have done those things that we should not have done, and we have not done those things that we should have done. Have mercy on us, Lord. Spare us, forgive us, and restore us, according to your promises in Christ Jesus.
God, our merciful Father, has forgiven all your sins. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Redeemer and Savior. Jesus paid the penalty for our guilt by his death on the cross, and freed us from death by his resurrection from the grave. We have peace with God, now and forever.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us give glory to God, our light and our life.
Let us pray.
O God, by the humiliation of your Son, you lifted up this fallen world from the despair of death. By his resurrection to life, grant your faithful people gladness of heart and the hope of eternal joys.
Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God,
Psalm 119. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens.
Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You established the earth and made it endures.
How sweet. sweet
are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. On this Sunday of Easter, a reading from Holy Scripture, the book of Acts, the third chapter, where the Apostle Peter speaks plainly regarding the power of God and also the value of repentance. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders, but this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed for you, even Jesus." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
That it's always good to go with the truth, especially when we're talking about our sins, for confession and then followed up by words of absolution definitely can be freeing. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 John. "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 24th chapter, where Jesus provides physical evidence that he is not dead. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have something here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." This is the word of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Please be seated as we turn now to our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace thankfully remain ours in great abundance. And such comes to us through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus in the Scriptures this morning. We turn back to these words from the book of Acts. Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the one who is at the heart of what can be called times of refreshing. When you're out running errands, perhaps you don't want to forget this at home. When you're traveling on a long distance trip, you probably don't want to forget to have this as well. Or while you're working outside in the heat, you don't want to be too far from this, and that this is water. In a way, what water is to and for the body, so Jesus is to and for the soul, and so much more. When we are traveling through a desert or living in one, we are encouraged to drink plenty of water. It's important for our overall health to drink plenty of water, to stay hydrated, to suffer from dehydration. Perhaps you've seen it. Maybe you've experienced it. It's not pretty. That same principle applies to our soul, to our spiritual life, making the connection to Jesus a vital one. If we were out in the middle of a desert, a legitimate desert with no truck stops in the area, and we came across an oasis, what a welcome sight that would be. A time of refreshing. Well, Jesus is that welcome sight. At least he ought to be considered such, for he indeed is a time of refreshing. But sad to say, not everyone sees Jesus in that light, and they would rather remain parched than get connected or stay connected to Jesus. Which then leads to the words of our text from the book of Acts, the third chapter. Leading up to these verses and in the verses themselves, Peter and John, following the event of Pentecost, are emboldened witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. And they went to worship at the temple. And one particular day, as they go and worship at the temple, a man who had been lame from birth called out to them asking for help. And as Peter emphasizes, I'm going to give you more than what you're asking for. I'm going to put you in a position where you don't need to beg anymore. And so Peter, in the name of Jesus, brings healing to this man who had been lame from birth. Well, there were witnesses of this. They knew this beggar. He had been there for years. And now he's walking again. And then these people who witnessed it look at Peter and John and, what gives? And what's Peter's response? Why are you astonished? You know the name of Jesus. You witnessed what Jesus was able to do while he was walking among us. He performed miracle after miracle, bringing the ability to walk to the crippled, hearing to the deaf, sight to the blind. He even raised the dead. And it's in that name that we brought healing to this particular gentleman. So why are you astonished? Are we astonished at what Jesus is capable of doing? And what people who are rooted in Jesus are capable of us doing in the name of Jesus? When we come across something that is pretty amazing, especially in the work of the church, and you know, people are connected to Jesus and some fruits of faith are evident, and we may be astonished, but as we take a step back, we really shouldn't be too astonished, because who's behind all that? Jesus. And so as we are living in the midst of a desert-like existence in this world, God, keep our eyes fixed and focused on the oasis in the midst of this desert. That oasis is Jesus. And how did times of refreshing come about? The Lord reminds us. First of all, it goes back to the promise God made to Adam and Eve as he spoke to the serpent, following his leading astray, Adam and Eve. How he would send one who would crush the serpent, the devil's head, and who would be able to restore a severed relationship between God, the Creator, and his creation. And God, as we know, made good on that promise. In fact, a one-time skeptic of the Bible, now turned Christian, in his attempt to prove the Bible false, said, "There are so many promises in the Bible proved to be true, it's hard to deny the reality and the truth of the Bible." Jesus came. Which really left Israel without excuse, right? And Peter gets to that. You should have known. You know the scriptures. They were proclaimed to you. Come to the temple for worship. You should know about God's promises, the promises that he made to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And yet, you remained parched because of your rejection of Jesus, the Messiah. But through your rejection, God, as promised, not causing that rejection, but utilizing it for his purposes and ours, allowed his son then to be arrested, beaten, and hung up on a cross. For Jesus, the Son of God, as promised, came into this desert-like existence in the flesh to be under the curse of the law, as we, creation, are under the curse of the law, and kept that law, act of obedience, in our stead, proving to be that sacrifice that was called for, perfect. And Jesus, the Lamb, the one-time, all-sufficient sacrifice of sacrifices. And because of what Jesus has done for us through his act of obedience, keeping the law in our stead, and his passive obedience, willingly giving himself up on the cross, and where he declared, "It is finished, our sin has been paid for," sinners are now reconciled to God through what he has done. Hell does not have to be a place where we have to go. Amen, right? Because someone has once said, when asked the question, why does God send people to hell? He said, well, we're automatically on our way to hell. It's God who rescues us from hell through what his son, Jesus, has done as promised. And so that time of refreshing that Jesus brought into this world through his active and passive obedience, it becomes our very own as the Lord calls us to be his own through the work of the Holy Spirit, using the means of grace, the gospel in word and sacrament. Well, we cannot fully comprehend and not always appreciate God has done for us, calling us from unbelief to belief through his means of grace. The word of God is powerful. more powerful than we recognize. And that powerful word reminds us that no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There needs to be a connection to the word. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is rooted in Christ. Not just any word, not just any message, but the message of Christ. That's why Jesus could also say then, if you hold to my teaching, you are my disciples indeed. You will know the truth, and what will that truth do for you? It will set you free, free from the slavery of sin, free from the fear of death, free from everlasting condemnation. And so the Lord reminds us, not only have I called you through that means of grace, I want you to continue to stay connected to me in those times of refreshing through that same means of grace, to continually call on His name, to make faithful use of His means of grace, the gospel and word and sacrament, to not give up meeting together, but rather join together and build up one another as you yourself are being built up in the Lord, hearing that precious word. Those are times of refreshing. And we need these times of refreshing, don't we? The oasis of Jesus. Because life is like a desert. Due to our sins and the consequence that has come with sin, and sin in general, as well as our own sins. I mean, the Lord reminds us in Romans 8, for example, that this world is full of present sufferings, but these present sufferings will one day disappear. But in the meantime, we are filled with a world of present sufferings, full of a world of parched people. As evidenced in the news last night, as bombs are going off in the Middle East, people not getting along. And while they claim they want peace, they're missing the true source of peace. And so they'll never find it. Not their way, only God's way. Not only then is there a desert-like existence, a need for that oasis in the world, but even closer to home in our own communities. It's not safe out in the streets. We're encouraged to keep our windows open so that they don't get broken. People are left on the streets, a danger to society. It's like evil has become good and good has become evil. Because we live in a desert. People are parched and they don't even know it. And then closer to home, right, in our own personal lives and families, we're dealing with desert-like conditions. Trials and tribulations, pain and illnesses and sicknesses and our own mental battles. We're definitely in a desert, and we need the oasis, and we have it in Jesus. And for those who ignore Jesus, well, Peter reminds us, as he reminded the Israelites at that time, that while you may act in ignorance, so to speak, you didn't really know what you were doing when you said, "Crucify him," yet you're still guilty. And even though you may not truly know God as the Creator, and Jesus as the Redeemer and Savior, you're still going to be without excuse. For God has given us His Word, and His Word speaks plainly to who the Creator is and who the Redeemer is and why we need that connection. The Israelites then were following the lead of their leaders. Sound familiar? Know your leaders. Who to follow and who not. And who ultimately is to be our leader. The head of the church, Jesus Christ. Not just when it comes to the church, but when it comes to every aspect of our life. In a way, just because we're maybe ignorant in how to use a fire extinguisher, it's not the fire extinguisher's fault if we don't know how to put out the fire. We have the truth before us. And with that truth before us, the Lord calls us to repentance, to be contrite over our sins, to recognize what is a sin before God and before one another, and come clean, as we did earlier in the service, with a desire to turn away from whatever that sin is we are committing. Motivated by the absolution we hear. Your sins are forgiven. Time of refreshing has come. And so we can say with King David, create in me a pure heart, O God. Renew in me a right spirit. For you have led me to confess my sins and announced my sins forgiven. I may now go in peace, refreshed. Dear friends, we do need water to exist, but not just the water we drink. We need the water Jesus provides through himself, the water of life. Life now to get through this desert-like existence and beyond. And so Jesus is not just a mirage out there in the desert. He is the real deal. And so the encouragement then is to continue to relish this oasis as we go through this desert. And to point this oasis out to others so that they too can know and experience times of refreshing. To God be the glory. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We join together in a confession of our faith. It begins on the top of page 9.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What are we meaning to say
with these words?
I believe that I cannot, by my own thinking or choosing, believe in Jesus Christ.
In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith.
In this Christian church, he daily and fully forgives all sins to me and all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ.
This is most certainly true.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
Grant us, O Lord, to live each day in gladness and peace, without stumbling and without stain, that reaching the evenings victorious over all temptation, we may praise you, the eternal God, for you govern all things and are praised now and forever. Make us instruments of your peace where there is hatred, where there is injury, where there is doubt, where there is despair, where there is darkness, where there is sadness,
joy.
O Lord, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. Dwell in our homes, O Lord, and let the trust of our families be centered in you alone, so that no difficulty, trial, or adversity rob us of the conviction that you are our helper in every time of need. Relieve the afflictions of the weary and the sick, and dry the tears of the troubled and sorrowful. Lead them to look to you as the unfailing spring of healing and hope.
Help us to believe and trust in him, love and serve him, that in all our thoughts, words, and actions, we may manifest his spirit. Rebuke our selfishness and subdue our self-indulgence. Deepen our sympathies, strengthen our hope, and confirm us in our faith.
Lord, you love the cheerful giver, who with open heart and hand blesses freely as a river that refreshes all the land. Grant us then the grace of giving with a spirit large and true, that our life and all our living we may consecrate to you. Continue to shower grace upon grace in those celebrating a birthday, as well as an anniversary this week. You fill our eyes with blessings, and so open our eyes to see these blessings, for you have our eternal good in mind at all times. Also, we ask of you, O Lord, be with Marwan and Diane Sajan as they mourn the loss of Diane's mother. Remind them of the work your son has done on the cross, that all people might be saved through faith in him. Help them be your witnesses during this time of sorrow. Be their source of true and lasting rest to turn to in their time of need. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
We also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Just a reminder, we're beginning a new Bible study here on Sunday mornings, the Genesis flood. You can find copies of the discussion guide there in the lobby where you pick up the bulletin. That'll take place starting at 9:30. In the meantime, enjoy coffee and treats. Or also at 9:15, you can go to the chapel and sing songs with our Sunday school children. At 9:30, also our catechism will meet, a catechism class will meet in the library, so just a note about that. Just direct your attention to the weekly news for other events and happenings coming on church and school campus. And at this time, we'll get connected to the work we do with our church body.
Hello, I'm Wells President Mark Schrader. Serving the needs of those around us can be a great way to show compassion and love to people when they need it most. It can also provide an opportunity for us to tell those we're helping about Jesus. Thanks to a grant offered by Wells Christian Aid and Relief, congregations can receive some financial assistance in their efforts to show love and compassion to people in their communities.
Christ Alone Lutheran Church, just outside of St. Louis, was looking for a fun way to get children into God's Word, as well as serve their community at the same time. The result? Camp Compassion.
We've done other things in the past, like a fitness camp and a drama camp and things like that. But I think that we have kind of hit on something here in the idea of compassion, where we kind of put it out there to the community that, you know, we all want our kids to grow up to be kind, compassionate, thoughtful people. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for Camp Compassion. I am glad that you could join us.
Through their one-day event, children learn about the compassion that Jesus has for them and how they can express that compassion to others.
And then we give them the opportunity to actually put those principles into practice by packing the groceries that are going to be delivered to people in the community that are in need.
So as you walk through the line, you can even keep track of how many items you put in there.
I think it's great that they think about other people. You know, some places don't.
Wells churches, like Christ Alone Lutheran, can carry out compassion ministry with financial assistance from Wells Christian Aid and Relief, which offers a $2,500 matching grant to congregations for this type of ministry.
This program is designed to encourage and support congregations who are reaching out into their communities with the compassion of Christ by helping people with their real needs, whether it's, you know, food, clothing, shelter kind of needs, medical care, mental health care, whatever it may be. Whatever they're doing to help people who are hurting.
Congregations have used these matching grants to support pregnancy counseling centers, food pantries, and like Christ Alone, providing groceries to those in need.
I think lots of other churches could do this because I think, you know, specifically the gift of groceries, I think food insecurity is becoming a greater and greater problem across the nation. I think normally we think of urban congregations, right? With inner city and urban neighborhoods as having a greater need for this kind of thing. But honestly, rural communities also have need.
We are situated in a nicer suburb of St. Louis, and this is a pretty affluent area. But there are still pockets of people that are in need. I think that the stats showed that 15% of the population here in our county struggles with food insecurity.
This grant from Wells Christian Aid and Relief can help congregations to more than they normally could.
Thanks to Wells Christian Aid and Relief, we can do a little more than just, you know, rice or bare necessity kind of things.
We're a small congregation, and we have had overwhelming support from our congregation for this purpose, but making something like this happen without their help would be really difficult for this congregation. We would be able to do some, but because they can come in with the help that they do, we can even do more.
What we found out over the years is that actually doing the work of helping people who are in need really serves the ministry of sharing the gospel, because it gets us into contact with people who need Jesus. I'm really encouraged to see how Wells and Wells congregations have begun more so to embrace the idea of compassion ministry. It's always been there, but I think now we've become more open to it and more people are doing it, and it's bearing fruit, and we're getting to share the love of Christ.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
If you're a part of a self-supporting Wells congregation that would like financial assistance in carrying out compassion ministry, you can apply for a grant at wells.net/relief.